Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of DWebware, building responsible websites that can be seen and used on all platforms. DWebware.com and the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce. Live, work, and grow in Urbandale. UniquelyUrbandale.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour, and as she is each and every Friday, Cheryl Tess here from Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines is here. We won't spend any more time with the introduction because we got to go.
Yay!
What you got?
Well, I think, first of all, we should move this over to Patton's.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear that?
Yeah. I haven't been in yet, but it's definitely on my list of to get there soon.
It's Dustin's headphones are making all kinds of noise.
Again? This only happens when I'm here, I think.
That. What do you have a bad curse or something.
I think I do.
Yeah, but Pam Patton from Patton's Restaurant, you got to go over. You're going to be writing a review?
I will soon. I heard their brunch is to die for.
Chicken and red velvet waffles?
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. Yeah, I'll be there very soon. Awesome. Well, if you haven't seen Pippin yet, that is playing at the Des Moines Civic Center. We got to go Tuesday. It was definitely interesting.
Really?
It was a different kind of show that I had not been expecting. You didn't get over there to see it yet, did you? Yeah, it's like Cirque du Soleil meets, I don't know, something.
Pippin.
Yeah, pretty much. But definitely something, if you don't have a lot going on this weekend, go over and check it out.
Dustin's sitting there going,
no
Cirque
idea.
Soleil?
I know what that is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just checking.
Come on, not Dustin that clueless. Cirque du Soleil. Funny.
All right.
Here's a family show that you can go see. The Somewhat True Tales of Robin Hood at the Des Moines Community Playhouse.
That's cute.
Yes, very cute. We get to go see that this weekend. Very excited. There's shows tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, so check that out. Yeah, that sounds a little different, a different take on Robin Hood. Here's one that you can tell us a little bit about, Michael, because I know you talked about this earlier in the week. The Black and Gold Ball.
Dustin, don't move your head. Just stay straight.
I will go ahead.
I know, I can hear
feedback.
A little echo, but
yeah, a little echo
maybe
going on there.
Stand back a little bit.
No, the Black and Gold Ball is tomorrow at the Sheridan, West Des Moines.
Okay.
And Alpha Phi Alpha, the fraternity ZKL, Zeta Kappa Lambda, and it's a educational scholarship program for their foundation. Yeah, it's a very cool thing.
Very cool. Yeah, I mean, you can wear a black and gold dress, and you know, people might think it's blue.
Is it black? Or?
It's blue and black, or who knows? But, you know, just have to match the shoes, whether that's
go,
most important.
Who knows what color those shoes should
who
be?
Knows?
Know. Silver.
Who knows? This one is very cool. I'm very excited about this one. We went to one last year. It's a mystery dinner theater. This one is taking place at Two Saints Winery, and last time I checked this afternoon, there were still some tickets available. So this is tomorrow night, February 28th, 6 p.m., a ticket gets you appetizers, a glass of wine, a three-course dinner, and a show, a murder mystery show. It's very cool.
Really?
TwoSaintsWinery.com to get tickets for that. Very cool.
We have to have Dustin had to take his headphones off. He was, I didn't want him to feel alone, so I took mine off.
I usually know what I'm doing, but
hey, you let me feel alone. I never get headphones.
You're gonna give
me some headphones.
Yeah.
But that's very cool. It's a murder mystery.
Yes.
Like somebody like in the audience gets murdered, and we're all drinking wine, so you know,
who cares?
Sounds cool.
Who cares?
Mystery stuff is usually fun.
Very cool. Yeah, they hire this agency out of St. Louis to do it, so it's called Upstage Productions.
Okay.
Yeah, very cool. Check that out if you have a chance tomorrow night. Hopefully the snow will hold off.
That's
no
right.
More snow.
Yeah.
Oh, just a few inches.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I know.
they're calling for 1 to 3 inches. Watch it be 3 feet.
I know. I think I had posted something on Facebook about, getting some snow this weekend. And people were like, my friends from Boston, of course,
were like,
you're not getting 72 inches, we don't want to hear it. You know, I'm like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yes. Also going on this weekend, the annual Shop for Success pop-up sale. Have you heard about this one?
No, Michael? I haven't.
Yeah, this is at Dress for Success.
Yeah. Do you know anybody there?
A couple people I've talked
to. Could
been
you
in touch
get
with.
Them to come in here and do a shtick?
I absolutely can.
Because I've reached out to them several times, and I think they're just afraid of me.
Oh.
No, I know.
No. I mean, I think people just, you know, like me better.
Oh, they do like you better.
I'm kidding.
You bring all kinds of goodness into the room.
So, yes, I will contact somebody. And hopefully somebody can come talk to everybody about it, because this is very cool. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., both tomorrow and Sunday. So I don't know if we can get somebody in here by tomorrow.
No, probably not. No, I'm not
maybe
here.
Maybe for next year.
Yeah, well, I mean, just about the program in general, because I think it's a great program.
Oh,
Dress for Success.
Success in general. Yeah,
really
we'll get somebody in for sure.
Thank you.
But check that out this weekend.
My agent.
That's right. this sounds kind of fun. Little Women is playing at the Des Moines Social Club this weekend as well. That sounds very cool.
Dustin's eyes just brightened.
I'm just so out of loop on plays. It's
no, so you caught we were talking about a play.
Oh,
yeah.
We just said Little Women. Yeah. All right.
That was part of it, yes.
Oh, here's another one that I know that you talked about that sounds very cool. I'm very fascinated with the Celebrate Innovation Week 2015.
That's right.
Yes.
Dr. Poston was in this past week talking about that. It goes on at the DMAC campus in West Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
Starts on Monday. Wow.
It does, yeah, and runs all week long. And the coolest thing, this is free and open to the public. So you can come in and hear different keynote speakers, like really big people in, innovation, talking about
like
things.
Like LeVar Burton?
I'd love to go see him.
Reading Rainbow?
Yeah,
I mean, is he going to read a book?
I probably.
I know him more from Reading Rainbow than Star Trek.
I'm sure.
I suppose that's my age.
But. Yes. Yeah, it would be your age. Leonard Nimoy died today.
Yeah,
I
know.
Actually, over at Confluence Brewery, they're doing a little tribute. Their beer, Chewbacca, they've renamed it Chewspacca.
Chewspacca.
Hmm. Yes, in honor
of Leonard Nimoy.
So you can go drink a toast to Leonard Nimoy with
your Chewspacca. Emmet. Yes.
So yeah. Don't have to twist my arm too much to head over there.
Yes.
So.
No. Very easy to do. So anyway, here's one that sounds really cool too. Have you ever been over to Bolton and Hay, the cooking shop?
No.
Yeah,
this
is a very cool place. This is over on Delaware, 2701 Delaware Avenue in Des Moines. So it's you can get all of your cooking supplies, like in bulk, things like that.
Really?
But also they do classes, and they're doing a cooking with beer class on Monday night. I said beer, right?
Beer. You said beer.
I did. I tried. this sounds really cool. It says, nothing's better than adding some new recipes to your repertoire, especially with beer. So they're going to be doing a beer cooking class. It's going to include a three-course meal. It's only $35 per person. It's at 5:30 on Monday. So give them a call. Just look it up on...
What's the name again?
Bolton and Hay.
Bolton and Hay.
Yes. I'm surprised
I've never
you haven't
there.
Heard of that. Yeah, you got to go check that out. Bolton and Hay, just look it up Google Bolton and Hay, and call them and sign up for their, cooking with beer class.
Very nice.
Yep. And just one more for you. We have, a wine dinner going on.
We're talking.
Yeah. Gateway Market and Cafe. This one's on Tuesday, so you can do beer on Monday, wine on Tuesday. This one, is between Gateway Market and Centro. It looks like that you go to both places. 5:30, you have wine at Gateway, then 7:00 dinner at Centro. $60 per person.
Do you have to schlep back and forth to these places?
That's what I'm getting from this. I may be wrong. You find out more information by calling Centro, getting more information,
and if it's,
making your reservation.
And if you have enough wine, who cares? You can schlep all the way down to Centro.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, what the heck?
Exactly.
Stay warmer that
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, it does say it's at Gateway Market Cafe, but it does say that 5:30 p.m. is at Gateway and 7 o'clock is at Centro. I could be wrong, but who really cares? They'll let you know. You can walk over.
Exactly.
Not a big deal. March 3rd, Tuesday, beer on Monday, wine on Tuesday. We have your beginning of the week covered.
We got you covered. Thanks, Cheryl.
Yes.
All right, Cheryl Tessier, ladies and gentlemen, from Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines. Before that, we had Pam Patton from Patton's Restaurant and Catering. In the 1500 block of Grand Avenue, right here in the great city of Des Moines. All of a sudden, we went dark. I went dark. So, anyway, that's all right. Dustin's over there just messing with stuff, so we have no idea what happened. But anyway, listen, thanks so very much for coming in and being part of this particular broadcast. I've got a reminder for you. I hope I can't hear the music, so I'm just going to guess. Are we there? No, okay.
You start singing along, Michael.
Live radio, it's so fun. Hey, I want to remind you that if you have anything to do with business, you might want to take a look and a listen, at least, to make sure that you register for something called it's the Brand Awareness Seminar. It's happening on Tuesday at the Greater Des Moines Botanical Gardens. If you want to learn how to better market your business, write this number down, 280 13 850-280-1350. Call on Monday and reserve your spot. It goes from 8:30 on Tuesday until about noon. And Chuck Mefford's going to be in talking about how to better brand your business. It's all sponsored by the Des Moines Radio Group. And I'm just telling you, they are not going to ask you to buy any radio advertising when you're there. They're just going to teach you some methods in how you can be better known and have a brand message that's loved by consumers and trusted at the same time. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, Pam Patton, who's with us earlier, the lovely and multi-talented Cheryl Tessier, Dustin Halderson, who screwed up my headphones. Also, Mark McDowell is the program director for 1350 KRNT. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. And the liaison between our ad agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayre. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Where the legends live. A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRNT, Des Moines.